The Cameroonian Mangrove, a habitat at risk. An FAO radio production on the mangrove ecosystem and wetlands. It is a proven fact that the areas of India with dense mangrove forests suffered less human losses and property damage from the December 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami than areas without mangroves. This therefore confirms that mangroves provide protection for coastal zones. In Asia and Africa, these mangroves act as natural barriers along the coastline to mitigate the damage to the country from natural and man-made disasters. Therefore, they should not be depleted.
Not that there is a particular problem, but just the fact that this is an ecosystem which is very little known as of now. And it's an ecosystem which is very important in itself because there are many people who carry out their daily life activities in the mangroves. People doing fishing, we should know that the fish is being produced in the mangrove ecosystem where they do their breeding. And smoking of fish itself, many people appreciate fish which is smoked using mangrove wood. So we feel that this is an ecosystem which we have to preserve. We have to know very well. We have to manage sustainably for its all the importance that I've just cited.
Philip Tabi is the national coordinator of the Food and Agriculture Organization-led mangrove project in Cameroon, called Participatory Management of the Biological Diversity of Mangrove Ecosystems in Cameroon. The project, which ran from 2003 to 2005, aimed at drawing up policies and strategies for conserving and using the biological and non-biological resources of the mangroves in a sustainable manner. Ms. Mette Wilkie from the Food and Agriculture Organization Forestry Division explains why the project was important to set up and implement for both the Cameroonian government and FAO.
Yes, mangroves provide a large number of benefits, and not, as you mentioned, wood for timber, for building poles, for construction. They provide thatching material, so the leaves from palms in the mangroves. They provide fodder in terms of grasses that are found in the area, and some of the leaves are eaten by camels in the Near East. They provide a number of fish and shellfish that you catch within the mangrove areas and nectar for honeybees. But it's also very important to note that they have some very important environmental functions or roles. They provide leaves or detritus for the marine food web and a shelter ground and breeding ground for fish and shellfish, including very many commercial species. They trap silt from upland erosion, so they protect shipping lanes, seagrass beds and coral reefs from siltation. And they provide a coastal protection for winds and waves, as could be seen from the tsunami that hit Asia the year before last.
On Cameroon's part, as Mr. Philippe Tabi says, the objectives are the following.
Yes, the general objective is that we should have this mangrove included in the general strategy of forest management so that at the end we should be able to know this ecosystem very well, be able to put forward strategies to sustainably manage this ecosystem for posterity. Since it's an ecosystem which is very important, we should treat it also, and also very fragile because it's basically in a wetland, so we should treat it with all the care. But to be able to do that, we have to know exactly what it all comports in this ecosystem.
Do you have an idea of the amount of work that would imply in the next years? What kind of implications?
Yes, nothing good comes easy. There is so much work that we need to carry out an exhaustive inventory of the mangrove to be able to know the wood potential, its contribution to the national economy, its socioeconomic importance to the populations. And I think that there's a lot of work that we need to do. In the first place, it's an ecosystem which is not like other forest ecosystems, which you could carry out inventory very easily. So I think there's a lot that we need to do.
That would mean as well a lot of investment.
Exactly, a lot of investment. Difficult things would need more investment before you overcome them.
And for this, you would need to appeal to other donors?
Obviously, we need to appeal to other donors. In the first place, the management of mangroves is also contained in the Forest Environment Sector Program, so we need also support from our partners.